Welcome to Medical Discovery News. I'm Dr. Norbert Herzog.
And I'm Dr. David Niesel.
Ladies and gentlemen, the main cabin door is about to be closed. This is Jetstar Flight 960.
A perk of being a flight attendant is all the traveling they get to do. But one major downside is their increased risk for cancer.
Both men and women flight attendants have higher rates of cancers of the breast, skin, thyroid, colon, stomach, esophagus, liver, and pancreas.
What cabin crews are exposed to more than any other job in the U.S. is cosmic ionizing radiation. The stars and sun send out a constant stream of cosmic radiation composed of high-energy subatomic particles.
The particles that get through the Earth's atmosphere can penetrate deeply into our tissues and damage DNA. The radiation can break chemical bonds in DNA, as well as form highly reactive free radicals, which damage molecules even after the radiation has stopped.
In this recent study, 5,300 flight attendants from a variety of airlines completed a survey. It measured their rates of cancer in comparison with 2,700 people with similar income and educational status but were not flight attendants.
The rate of breast cancer among female flight attendants was 50% higher. Their rates of melanoma and non-melanoma skin cancers were also 2 and 4 times higher.
Male flight attendants had 50% higher rates of melanoma and higher numbers of prostate cancer.
Even though pilots and flight crews are now classified officially as radiation workers by the Federal Aviation Administration, they're not monitored for radiation exposure, nor are their exposures regulated. Perhaps that needs to change.
We are Drs. David Niesel and Norbert Herzog at the University of Texas Medical Branch and the Frank H. Netter School of Medicine at Quinnipiac University, where biomedical discovery shaped the future of medicine. For much more and our disclaimer, go to medicaldiscoverynews.com.